Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network. And of course, I am Michael Bejas, and this is Offsides and Slobberknocker. You can come on over to the Trim Radio Network. We broadcast live all over the world, so if you can get on the internet, you can find us. And we have great merchandise as well, too. So good quality stuff, and it helps us stay on the air, believe it or not. Oh, anyway, if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us, and we'll show you how easy that is to do. And it's a lot of fun. So if you want to have fun, you want to start doing podcasts or whatever, message us. We'll get you hooked up, get you all set up. Anyway, the opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others, and any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. And that great song right there from Evanescence, Bring Me to Life, I'll tell you what, we're going to talk about that tonight because a lot of college football teams, Roll, they need to be brought back to life, especially after this last weekend. That's covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. And we have a call in line, 866-866. It's 803-866-1667. You see that? I'm already stumbling and fumbling a little bit. So it's been kind of a long day. Anyway, guys, I'll tell you what, we have a lot going on with college football. We have just some incredible games that we saw. You know, the more I see it, the more I really like Georgia. They are just a unreal team. I mean, week in, week out, and they're decimating the competition. And the SEC really is the strongest league in the whole Power Five. And they are just punishing people left and right. So, you know, they're making quick work of everyone. Pretty incredible, too. And their defense is, well, it's getting better and better all the time, and maybe it's not as great as last year's, but I got to tell you what, it sure is close. There's not a doubt about it. They just go in there and stymie everybody, and they're just stingy, and whew, boy, they play some man football right there, and great team, Georgia. That's all I got to say. Whew. But we did have some winners and losers this week, and Tennessee, they rebounded back wonderfully, and I was really surprised at the way that they bounced back, but they did. And, you know, not a great team, but you know what? Still a team nonetheless, and they did what they're supposed to do. So other than Georgia, and the close game to, Pittsburgh and Alabama, you know, but those are top teams. I mean, understand, and, you know, same with LSU. And they beat LSU pretty good. And LSU is going to be representing the East, or the West. And in the East, you know it's going to be Georgia. So I just don't see LSU being able to overcome Georgia. I could be wrong, but I don't see it. So how will Tennessee end up back into the playoffs? Well, it's real simple. It's going to come down to Ohio State and Michigan. And it's a toss-up right now between that matchup. You know, I know Georgia's ranked number one, Ohio State number two, Michigan number three. But here's the thing. Michigan's playing better ball. They are physically very, very strong. So it's going to be interesting to see if Ohio State can match that type of physical ability. And, of course, they're down two running backs. So, you know, from Trevor Henderson being out and Mayan Williams being out, you know, here they are with Hayden, this kid who has just come in here. And, of course, he had a great game. He ran 102 yards, I believe, and he came in at the half. So pretty impressive, very fast, great vision, but Is it enough? I mean, Michigan has got a great running game. They're weak on the passing game, but the running game, I think, is their bread and butter. You know, Corum is just an incredible runner. And same with Edwards. So we're going to have to see what's going to happen there. And it's two pretty evenly matched up teams. Which defense is better? I don't know. I look at Penn State, and I'm just really, really impressed. I look at Ohio State, and, of course, you know, I've seen them stumble here and there. And a lot of people go back, well, the Notre Dame game. Hey, listen, Notre Dame is in the top 25. They're 17 now. And they've knocked off Clemson, so, you know, and that was a pretty thorough beating. And, you know, they keep winning now. So Ohio State, Michigan, whoever loses that game, you know they've got to fall a couple of spots, probably to number five. If TCU stumbles, understand, that's going to bring in a whole different – then we're going to get to a whole different crop, because what we'll see is let's go this two-way, a pre-adventure. Let's say Georgia, they win out. They're in the college championship playoffs of the game. Here we go. And then the next one, let's say Ohio State wins out. They're in. So they'd be 1-2. Michigan would probably drop, I'm guessing, to number six. And that opens up a spot there, which means Tennessee would get in at number four if TCU won out. If TCU stumbled also, and Michigan or Ohio State, that's going to open up the door for two teams, which is going to put Tennessee back in and either USC or LSU. And I think really it would be USC, because at that point Georgia would probably beat LSU. The next one around the corner would probably be Alabama. But do you put an Alabama team in at, you know, a two-loss Alabama team versus a one-loss Clemson team or a one-loss USC team? See, I just don't think that that's going to pan out very well with everybody. You know, Tennessee getting back in there, one loss, understand. That's, and they're a solid team, and rightfully so, belong to be in there. But then that matchup, depending on how it plays out, let's say TCU did win, Ohio State, one of Ohio State or Michigan lost, Tennessee will be in there at number four. You would have number one, Georgia, going back against Tennessee, number four, and then you would have number two, Ohio State, probably going against TCU if they won out, or Michigan going against TCU. Hopefully it'll be Ohio State. So many different scenarios going on. I mean, we're going to learn more within the next 2 weeks for sure. But, you know, that's pretty much how I see it right now playing out at this moment, at this time. We're just going to see how everything works out. Really surprised that Ole Miss fell to Alabama. But that gave them, and they dropped way too far. And I was really disappointed in that. So, you know, I have my own rankings, but seeing them drop that far, they lost it. It was Alabama. Alabama has gotten by on its namesake and everything this year. They, you know, Tennessee knocked them off. And, of course, Alabama's other loss, well, you know, things do happen, and I get it. But you know what? That was to LSU, so we're going to have to see how that plays out. Right now, how I have it, how I see things right now, is number one, Georgia, number two, Ohio State, and it could be Michigan. You know, they could both be tied right there at number two. But which, following right behind them, is TCU at four. Texas Christian, ugly game, barely beat Texas, 17-10. It ended up being a defensive slugfest. Where was the offense? There's the problem that TCU had. The offense was not there when it needed to be. And, of course, it had looked pretty good prior to that. And Ewers for Texas, he struggled too. So, you know, but Texas played a good game. And their loss did drop them out of the top 25 because of that. Because you have too many other teams with one or two losses, and that's it. So, you know, they're right on the cusp there. They'd be my number 26 team. But I have Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, TCU, Tennessee. Like I said, they just rolled. USC. And then I have number seven, LSU right now. I'm not going to put them behind Bama at number eight. I'm sorry, but they head-to-head, they won. I don't care if it was in the final second or not. A W is a W, and that's the bottom line. Number nine was Utah. Number 10, I have Clemson. Clemson has, they have a quarterback issue. Yeah, Dabo Swinney might not admit it, but they have a quarterback issue. So if you go against high-powered teams, which quarterback's going to be in there? Because neither one of them can get it done. So that's the bottom line there. And I think that North Carolina is going to be a test of tests for them. But, you know, we shall see. But after watching, if they watch the game tapes of Notre Dame, I'm going to tell you, Clemson's going to take up another loss. And that's just what's going to happen. Number 11, Penn State. You know, you look at the Big Ten, and I see two kings, Michigan and Ohio State. And then Penn State somewhere in the middle there. You know, they're down there. And then there's the rest of the conference. Nobody else seems to be able to step up. I thought it was going to be Illinois. Complete letdown. And it makes no sense at all to me. So losing the games that they did in the last 2 weeks. But so Penn State's right up there. They're the upper echelon also. They're just not quite as high as Ohio State and Michigan. They seem to get it done year in, year out. And one of the two is going to end up always winning it. And just the way it's been for a long time. Then I have number 12, North Carolina. And like I said, you know, they're going to be facing off with Clemson. So we're going to see how that championship game goes. But North Carolina, no matter how it's done, Mack Brown's got it done. They keep winning. That's the bottom line. Ole Miss, here they are. They're number 13. I'm not going to punish these guys. Lost a close game. You know, they came in there. They played hard. They actually outgamed Alabama. They just didn't get it done. And that's just the bottom line. You got to be able to get it done. You got to be able to finish. And they just didn't get it done, lost by a touchdown. Oregon is number 14. I have no idea what happened to them, but no reasons to lose that game. Just no reasons. I mean, they should have had Washington beat, and they didn't get it done. So, even at their stadium, you know, I expect them to get it done. Especially if you're the home school, I mean, that the advantage to you, but. You know what? The Huskies really took it to them and pulled it out, and that's the bottom line. And Washington is right behind them. I don't think Washington is a better team than Oregon. When Oregon is firing on all cylinders, they are a pretty good team. But here they are now. We got two losses. So that's how it is. So 8-2, and that's what it is. And Washington's right behind them. Number 16, I don't know what happened to UCLA either. You know, the Pac-12 has just kind of fallen apart, and it's like they don't want to go to the championship game. They don't want to be in the playoffs, and every year they jinx themselves on teams that really you shouldn't lose to. That's the problem that I have. I mean, you're going down to teams that you shouldn't be going down to, and that's what happened here. So now we're back to the original ones. We're back to USC and to Utah. The first two that I picked at the beginning of the season said, I think this is what the Pac-12 is going to come down to. Guess what? Here we are. So if Utah wins this weekend, and they have their game, which is the big game, and the same thing with USC, I'll tell you what, there you go. There's going to be the championship games for both of those teams. Number 17, I have Notre Dame. Welcome back, boys. You are on the right track now. It's like they found themselves. Are they the high caliber yet? No, but give him time because he's going to do it. He's a great coach. It's going to take a little time, but they're building. This is a rebuilding year. So, you know, rebuilding, we have a new coach. We got everything going on. But you know what? There's three losses. Hey, 7-3, and not bad. And great year for, you know, rebuilding. You're on the positive side. You're going to a bowl. It's going to be a decent bowl. You get another win this week. I'll tell you what, it's going to be a real good bowl. So and it's going to be good competition. Number 18, Kansas State. That's where I have you. And number 19, University of Central Florida, the Knights. So 20, I didn't think I'd see it again this year after a couple of the fumbles there by Florida State, but you're back. And Tulane, you are at number 21. Cincinnati, you're back on track, so you're at number 22. Coastal Carolina is at 23. Number 24 is Oklahoma State, and number 25 is Oregon State. And now we get down to the plus five. Here's the, you know, Texas really played a great game. That was a great game. It was at Texas. If anyone was going to upend TCU, I really believed it would be Texas. They just didn't pan out. They didn't get it done. Again, you're at your own home. You're in your own stadium. You got to get these things done. Florida is number two at my plus five. They took it to South Carolina with the 38-6 drubbing. But what team is going to show up? That's the problem. What team is going to show up? Yeah, you're going to go to a good bowl, but I don't know what team's going to show up. You get top-of-the-line Florida, they'll play a close football team. You know, that's just how it is. But you get the team that decides to take a Saturday off, and you get a mediocre Florida. It's just a tough call. My number three team in the plus five is Minnesota. It's the same thing here. What team is going to show up? And that's just hard to say. My number four team is North Carolina State. And, you know, I liked NC State. I thought that they'd be a little better than what they have been, but they've taken it on the chin. So, you know, they're just not there. Close, but not there. Going to a good bowl, but not there. And then, of course, number five, guess who's back into the picture after a long time? Boise State. You are my number five team or my number 30th team. Boise State, somehow or another, they've just got an incredible winning record, a winning percentage. And if you look at the top 25 teams of all time in college football, they're a very young team. They're not that old. And yet they have a great winning percentage. Incredible team. So what are we looking like here? You know, if we're getting on down to it. And, of course, I'm going to read you the coach's poll. The college football playoff poll. Number one, Georgia. Number two, Ohio State. Three, Michigan. Four, TCU. Five, Tennessee. And then it's all going to change. Then it's all going to change because we're waiting for the new polls to come out. But Oregon is gone. So LSU is there. Southern Cal is there. Is LSU as good as Southern Cal? Hard to say. But you know what? He's got him going in the right direction, and we're just going to have to see how it plays out. Southern Cal is, Lincoln Riley, he's got them going in the right direction. So we're going to see how it plays out. I see them going, you know, probably 10-2. Depends if they get past Utah. Utah's one of those teams. They're probably one of the strongest two-loss teams that there is. We're going to have to see. I mean, right next to Alabama, they're pretty solid. Utah seems to be able to do some miracles and stuff, so we'll have to wait and see. But going back here, let's take a look now and let's see who's ahead. And let's see here. I am going to look. I want to see who's ahead in all the conferences, and we know North Carolina and Clemson, they've got the ACC pretty much wrapped up. What it's like in the Big Ten, it's either going to be Ohio State or Michigan, and then on the other side, it's a big, we don't know. At first I thought it would be Illinois, like I said, but then Purdue. Now Purdue holds the tiebreaker over them. So it's kind of a mess over there in the West, but we're going to wait and see. And, of course, in the SEC, well, already LSU has it wrapped up on one side. Georgia has it wrapped up on the other side. But I definitely give strength of schedule and everything over to the east side now. So it is, you know, it used to be the West was the strongest side. Not this year. I believe it's the East. So we're going to see what happens there. In the Pac-12, it's pretty much going to come down to, like I thought it would, Utah and probably USC. And I believe that's what's going to happen. But we're going to wait and see how that plays out. And then you have the rest. you know. So in the independents, I thought it was going to be Liberty was going to end up being on the top there. I think it's going to go right back to Notre Dame. So we'll have to wait and see, but, you know, having the best records in the independents. But I believe still the Chanteliers will, Liberty will have it. And, of course, in the other conference, Coastal Carolina looks real good. It's going to be real interesting. Cincinnati is looking good on the other side, so you know, of their conference. It's going to be very, very interesting. We're going to have some great bowl games. There's no question about it. But and if you got a team out there and you love them, more than likely you're going bowling, because there's definitely a lot of parity in football today, except for probably the top three. And for whatever reason it is, and really the top four, because I include Tennessee in that. One game, Georgia. Bad time to be playing at home against Georgia. Would it have been different if they'd been played at Neyland Stadium? I think so. I honestly believe so. So I think it was just everything that could have went wrong did go wrong at that point in time. But I'll tell you what, coming up next here, because I am just about done, is Austin Neely and Slobberknocker. So he is going to be on here in just a few minutes. So stand by and catch him. And then on Take Point 22 tonight, we got some things to talk about related to veterans as far as mortgages and a few other obstacles that I've run across that maybe veterans aren't aware of that you should be aware of, especially if you hold a mortgage. And the companies that you deal with, because, boy, can that be a nightmare, too. Anyway, folks, thank you for tuning in to Offsides. Slobberknocker is coming up next here in just a second. And thank you for joining us on Trim Radio Network. And we'll be back in just a minute after we do a couple of songs here. And let's get out of here. Let's hear. Here's my one.